I think that I should explain the phrase, my saying that I have world enough and time. True, my book has been the center of a furor of blast and praise, and in the cases of blast, my publisher has ascertained that no one who blasted read the book at all. And in fact, they didn't even read the book jacket very well. I was astonished at this blast, since the book was written with a total disregard of the negative side of American culture, and with a great belief in American culture, particularly as I am university oriented and not Madison Avenue oriented. I met an eminent psychiatrist at a party for Up the Down Staircase. Val Kaufman is a dear friend of mine, and she invited me to dinner because she was one of my readers, and she's one of the great authorities on suicide in this world, really a great authority on suicide. So I thought perhaps she could explain the blast to me. I said, why are they blasting, especially when they haven't read? She said, well, my dear, you confront them with this fact. You have world enough and time. And they have been sitting around for years with their goofballs and their alcohol and their nervous breakdowns, saying that no one in American society can take the time to write a novel of this length and seriousness, that it's too late, that the world does not permit it. All the while, I was just peacefully writing it. I used to hear radio programs during the writing, in which I would hear seminars of critics sitting around moaning the fact that no one could take the time to write a novel, which is, after all, only half the length of Proust in our time. And I would laugh like the cat that swallowed several canaries. They're still appalled. I think the nicest thing of all, which was said, was when I was introduced by a Jesuit at Fordham, who said, it will take the literary world several years to absorb the shock of Miss McIntosh, my darling. I don't know why it should be a shock that an American would take as long as Joyce or Proust, not as long as Proust, to write a novel. Why they will accept this from a European with some equanimity, but are appalled if an American has that kind of dedication. I feel that the serious and fabulous side of life are eminently is eminently American, that we are the great dreamers, that we are the great believers in the literary art, that our literature in every century has been, in its major statements, the literature of high seriousness, dealing with illusion, and the way it impinges upon reality. I can cite Hawthorne and Poe and Melville and many others. And I was just explaining to some of the professors here that I unfortunately had an education at the University of Chicago. I was an Elizabethan Jacobean major, so that to me, poetic prose is as natural as the air I breathe. I started out in very early years, I wanted to be a novelist, a short story writer. Then when I was a freshman at Indiana University, I awakened one morning with the conviction that I would be a poet. And I sometimes regret that decision, since it kept me for 10 years in the field of poetry as a lyric art. I know this was the great discipline and preparation for prose, but I sometimes wish that I had, that I'd gone straight into fiction. But I came to the novel by route, a long road, through poetry and through nonfiction, to that which I love the most of all forms, the novel as poem. That is, the novel as an extended poem, almost as an extended metaphor. Certainly Moby Dick is the novel as poem, and Joyce is, and I think all the great novels are poems, whether lyric or epic.